The Webster's Dictionary definition of charity is this. Definition 1. Benevolent goodwill toward or love of humanity. Definition 2. Generosity and helpfulness, especially toward the needy or suffering. Also, aid given to those in need. For some strange reason, the American ideal, at least as I was brought up to think, is to never need to receive charity. Yet I've been the recipient of charity many times in my life. As a poor college student, a friend's family bought me a whole wardrobe of new clothes. Today, I was the recipient of charity. A gentleman I do some computer work for gave me a very nice winter coat. Yeah, it's secondhand, but in excellent condition and very warm. A member of our church was in an automobile accident yesterday. She hit a patch of ice on the highway and rolled their only reliable vehicle. It's totaled. They are in need of a new vehicle. While she was spared any major injury, she suffers from chronic back pain, and this event didn't help. Last night, some friends of theirs made them dinner. Tonight, we are. Tomorrow night, another family in the church is helping out. When the translators of the King James Bible, which, despite my abhorrence for its use today, was an excellent translation 400 years ago, tried to translate the concept of agape, the Greek word for love, as stated in 1 Corinthians 13, the best English word they could come up with was charity. We do these things because we love these people and hurt for them and want to help them. It makes us feel good to do things for others. And that's something to remember when we're on the receiving end of charity. If we refuse to accept charity, we are preventing the giver from receiving a blessing themselves. Though now abide faith and hope, the greatest of these is love. The background song for today's podcast is Hill and Vale by Kayla Day. Check them out, they've got a great website.